Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Busy show lined up for you today. Four different segments. We'll have Gary Fike with the Extension Office here in just a bit. We'll have Mitch Innes talking about Randolph Pride in segment number three. And then we'll also hear from Liz Seaton at the Beach Museum. She's the curator. They've got the new John Stewart Curry exhibit virtually open now and in person later on this fall. We'll talk first, though, to Karen Hibbard. She's Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Karen, it's so good to see you again.
Brandon, it's wonderful to see you again. I'm grateful for the ability to see you virtually. We're doing this Zoom, but last month I had the opportunity to actually be in office in studio with you. And so it's nice to be getting back to normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a good time, good weekend here of events. This is a weekend where I really think the Flint Hills are showcased nicely because of all the events going on.
Absolutely. And Brandon, certainly the 4th of July is a time of celebration. You know, many folks love to shoot off fireworks and celebrate, but truly we need to remember the real meaning of that, and that is celebrating our country's birthday, but also celebrating our freedom. And so a big shout out to those men and women who serve our country and the fact that we do live in the land of the free. And very grateful for that, and very much I agree with you. The opportunity for us to think regionally, specifically on this weekend, because we are surrounded throughout this region with huge celebrations. Junction City, Randolph, and certainly Wamego does it the best with their long, long time celebration of fireworks that they have done in the 4th of July parade. And it's a time when people come back for reunions and gathering and celebrating the spirit of our nation's birthday. So again, get out and enjoy. And if you are one that would rather stay at home, you have lots of opportunities to support local programs around the way and buy some fireworks and shoot them off in your own backyard. So happy 4th of July to everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really neat that we have so many opportunities here locally. I know there's not really a show in Manhattan per se, but like Randolph's a short drive, Junction City's a short drive, and so is Wamego. So it's good to have
that. Absolutely. It's a great time to think regionally and again to take some of those back roads. We have been really blessed with some beautiful weather and evenings here recently, and so just that opportunity to just enjoy the Flint Hills. It's a great time to get out and enjoy and explore those other communities as well. So it's a good thing for all.
You know, one thing that's been a welcome sight here this summer has been Arts in the Park. I haven't had a chance to get out there yet, but hoping to at some point. And that is going on every Friday here in Manhattan.
Yes. Yes, and tonight's an especially will be a fun night. It's kind of a kickoff to all of the other 4th of July celebrations, but Michael Kent will be there, and comedy and magic, what a great opportunity. Take a picnic, maybe go for a swim before, and then be able to enjoy that just laughter in City Park at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, that's a wonderful tradition that the community of Manhattan has. And so if you haven't gotten that worked into your schedule yet, we encourage you to do that. Because every Friday night throughout July, you'll be able to enjoy Arts in the Park and just enjoy the many amenities that City Park has to offer.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good event here, and it's one of many that are going on during the month of July. And you have a great calendar on the CVB website for people to check out and see what all is going on in the community.
Well, thank you, Brandon. And again, we do encourage our locals as well as our visitors alike to utilize our calendar. Visit ManhattanKS.org is the website that you go to, and then you can easily manipulate the calendar to see when you have availability, what's happening in Manhattan. Just to highlight some of those things, and I encourage you sometimes if you can just kind of step away from your day-to-day activities and be a visitor in your own town, you'll find that there are so many things to do that it's no wonder that folks need to come and stay longer than just a day, because there are many activities that take place. But for example, Not only do we start off with, as we talked about, Arts in the Park this weekend, kicking off the weekend tonight. Tomorrow morning, you can go to the Midwest Dream Car Museum for their Cars and Coffees Saturday fun if you're a car buff. But next Wednesday, during Farmers Market, you know, Farmers Market is on Saturdays and on Wednesdays, but next Wednesday on the 7th, the food trucks will be there. And I believe last Wednesday, they had over 500 people that were there enjoying fresh produce, as well as the opportunity to enjoy the novelty of eating from a food truck, grabbing a bite from the food truck. But next Saturday is going to be a very busy weekend here in Manhattan at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Santa's going to be in town. You know, we always know that Santa's always watching, and he's watching to see if you've been a good little boy, Brandon. He doesn't just wait until December. He's going to be in town for a Christmas in July celebration and their hands-on Harley display that's going on. And that takes place at the Discovery Center in the Blue Earth Plaza from 10 to 3. There'll be music, there'll be food trucks, there'll be a motorcycle rally. Have that opportunity to step into the Discovery Center. If you bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots, that gives you $2 off for the admission price, and you can go in and see that temporary display at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Just a real great reason to celebrate. And then if you are a water bug and enjoy paddling, don't forget that also next Saturday is the Little Apple Paddle. It's 10 miles on the Kansas River. 9 o'clock, you'll be getting into the Kansas River from the boat ramp there on Highway 24, and it's 10 miles. 10 miles doesn't take you long, but when you are on the Kansas River, you should be at St. George by about 1 o'clock. So that has filled up very fast. It's my understanding that you need to bring your own kayak. Please go to our calendar for more details on that. But again, more details can be found at visitmanhattanks.org.
So when Santa comes, will he be wearing a full red suit, or is he going to come in his Bermuda shorts?
Santa always wears his red suit. They might be shorts, but he will be Santa. So you just need to go down and just make sure he knows that you're a good boy. So, okay. Because he's making his list, he's checking it twice.
Duly noted. Oh, what else do you have going on this month?
Well, again, something that has really been fun, and certainly the heat hasn't been the best with us, but on the 15th of July is Third Thursdays. It celebrates downtown and all of the activities that go on, give you an opportunity to see some of the special activities that take place on that Third Thursdays, as well as then the opportunity, if you wanted to grab a bite or enjoy a beverage on the platforms that are along Points Avenue. And then I know your next segment is going to be talking about an annual event that we missed greatly last year, but that's the Riley County Fair and the Kaw Valley Rodeo, the 22nd through the 26th. And again, such a fun time to celebrate youth accomplishments. If you're a 4-H'er, to be able to showcase those projects that you have worked on throughout the year, to be able to have the public come and join in with your success and those projects that you have worked so diligently on, the thrill of being able to be on a carnival ride, or the ability to take in a rodeo. Believe it or not, there are many folks that have never had the opportunity to attend a rodeo, and to see those cowboys and cowgirls that compete, those are true athletes as well, and to see them have that competition take place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So July is really a month that there is an awful lot of activity that take place. We also have, I counted up this morning as we were looking at some of the music throughout the area, we have 9 concerts that are going to be taking place throughout the month of July. Either you can choose, they can be at the the Hat, McGraw's, Liquid Art Winery, Arts in the Park. There's an awful lot of concerts, a lot of different venues in which you can do that. And again, we want to drive you to our website so that you can choose for yourself, get a date on the calendar, and take in the music of your choice. So July is a good month to be in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, certainly going to be a lot of visitors in town and for all these events, including the fair. And, you know, with that said, that means hotel occupancy, I would imagine, is starting to get better, even though the prices are going up.
Yeah, it is. And I have the solid numbers for the month of May. You know, it always seems when we talk, I'm always still a little bit behind. But for the month of May, our occupancy was running at 59.4%. Comparing that to what we were a year ago when we were in the midst of the pandemic, 29.7% was what we were in 2020. The average daily rate for the month of May was $110.38. That's compared to during the pandemic, it was $77.35. And our revenue per room, $65.59 this past May, compared to $22.94. I also can tell you for the first 3 weeks in June, our occupancy is up a little bit. We still are running about 20% behind from where we normally would be. For the first week of June, we were running at a 54.8% occupancy. And then for the second and third week in June, we were hovering right at 65%. So again, conferences are coming back slowly. We really see 22 being more of a robust year. So we are eager for those and grateful for those leisure travelers as they're coming in, for those meeting attendees as they are happening to a lesser degree, but they are happening. We are very pleased with what we see. Our future in Manhattan continues to be a bright future. So again, as you're planning your time here in Manhattan, we encourage you to take advantage of our website, visit manhattanks.org, and see what you need to get out and enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I've noticed also the rec center, Anthony Rec Center, has been full here a couple nights. They've had some tournaments out there. So,
yes,
that's
yes,
good to
and
see.
There's some baseball tournaments that are happening. And so, yeah, to be active in our community is a great, great thing.
All right. Well, Karen, we sure appreciate you being on and wish you a happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Brandon. It's always a delight to visit with you, and be safe and celebrate well.
All right. Thank you so much. That'll wrap up our first segment. We'll have Gary Fike joining us next here from Research and Extension. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.